I used to write loads of stories before lockdown. Like, loads. I would write and write and write and write. But the thing is, I would start one story telling myself that it would be really long and then never finish it and end up with millions of beginnings of stories and none that were finished. So, in lockdown, I started a diary. I wrote in it every night, but I gradually did it less and less, and now I write in it like once every blue moon. I tried drawing. That failed miserably. Then recently, I was lying in bed, and boom! An idea struck. So, I started writing. Writing, writing, writing. I did about a page each chapter and now I have 12 chapters, I think. So, I'm proud to say, when someone tells me that in lockdown they learnt sign language and Mandarin, I can say I tried skipping and I wrote a short story. Even though I know that no one cares if I've wasted my time, there's this voice in my head saying they do care. Saying you have to get something done, or people will think you're the laziest person in the universe. Except it's not other people who think that. It's me. I want to get something done. I want to know I've achieved something. Otherwise, in my head, that voice will just keep on bugging and bugging me. I never noticed it before. It's funny. I've noticed a lot about myself in lockdown. Like how I never take enough time on brushing my teeth. Or like how fresh air makes me feel alive. I also notice that I really like observing people. I think it's because it's a way of forgetting about my life and thinking about theirs. Or because I'm just weird and I like to comment on different types of people. Like, when I go to the park, I notice how different people's approach to social distancing is. There's the thing they know-it-alls who stride up the middle of the path expecting you to swerve around them onto the muddy grass. And when you only shift 1 meter to the right, glare at you as if to say, move. Similarly, the much older generation who are well aware of their vulnerability walk in the middle of the path too. And because I'm nice and don't want them to catch the virus, I have to go into the muddy grass. And then there's the bikers. Gosh. I can't tell you how many times it has been the day after a night of bad rain. And there are a lot of puddles. And a biker whizzes past me so fast that I get shocked and end up in a puddle. It's like they think that if they go fast, the germs will stay away. All right then. Let's all get super fast electric scooters and whiz past each other and see how that pans out. Moving on to the young'uns. I mean, I know that the really young ones don't understand, but come on. You've got to expect a 6-year-old who is fully aware of COVID to move out of your way instead of running screaming in front of you. Even if they are really young. Come on, mums. Isn't this your job? So, if they're younger than 5, I look around for their mum and see them fully engrossed in talking to a neighbour that they coincidentally met. Or, of course, they're on their phone looking at Facebook or whatever. Sorry. I'm rambling too much. I guess because of COVID-19, I've sort of forgotten how to socially interact. Anyway, back to my short story. I mean, my story may be the most boring thing in the universe. Or completely confusing, but I mean, I tried. And it was something to do. I don't know what to pass my time with now. Maybe go back to painting and drawing? Yeah, sounds good. Wait, no. My mum just shouted that it was too messy.
One second. I didn't mean to spill the glitter on the spare room carpet! Oh well. What about clay sculpting?